Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, people, everybody, all you fucking marks. Sorry.
Gee whiz.
I know. I just go super hardcore for you because you're back.
Yeah.
You got to celebrate.
I'm back.
How are you, sir?
Doing good. Doing all right.
And if you didn't know, now you know you're listening to the Smart Marks Podcast. Sitting across from me this week is Matt Mateo 83.
Who was sitting across from you last week?
This Stormtrooper helmet.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I had to pretend like somebody was here. I had to have a face to talk to, so I set the Stormtrooper cutout in the chair.
You didn't stream it,
and
though.
And I talked directly to
you
it.
You didn't stream it, though.
I didn't. But I still, I had to have somebody there in my heart. You're going to
stream it next time.
I know. Felt a little weird to stream with just my ugly mug staring at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I was playing a game or something, that'd be one thing because there's something there, you know, on
yeah,
the screen.
Yeah, you know, superimpose
but,
it.
Yeah, but with you, without you here, it was a little weird to stream.
So yeah, if you're watching us on Twitch right now, check out the sweet little nameplates we got ourselves here.
Yeah, look at that. Look at my name.
It only took me 3 hours to make those. 3 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, obviously last week I was not here at the show because I was pretty much out of commission. It was this most
sick. Yeah, the creeping death.
I was the most sick I'd ever been in quite a while. And yeah,
you were sick for a while because I
was sick
texting
until,
you checking on you, and
I was sick until Sunday evening.
Even
then, I was still feeling like the effects of like everything's going. Like I'm still coughing, but I feel completely like way better.
Yeah, it's always the cough lingers. For
yeah, the cough lingers, but like seriously, I had like no energy. Just there was no way like I could do anything. I was going to work all week last week, and that was, I should have just stayed home and rested. But yeah, last Wednesday, like the first, like it was like 12, I think I texted you like around 11 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was very early
in
the day.
And I just go, I'm really sick. I'm probably not going to do the show. And my wife even asked me when she saw me later in the day, she's like, oh, you got to get ready for the show? And I'm like, ain't no way I'm doing a show tonight.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear this, much less see this. And there was no way I would have been like, I would have came over here and like
right.
been around your kids and stuff and been that sick. I don't know if I was contagious or what, but it sucked.
Oh, I'm sure.
And yeah, I'm glad I'm over it and pretty much over it. And yeah, feeling pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. So it sucked. I mean, I couldn't even, I was sick, still sick on Sunday and I watched Fastlane as well as I could. And I don't know if being sick made it worse or if it was just a bad show.
No, watching that show probably made you feel worse.
Probably made me feel worse. So, yeah.
That show was garbage.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea what was going on.
And it's not even, I don't know, man. It's not even necessarily the outcomes. Let's just get into it. I mean,
let's do it.
That's what we're here for. So, Goldberg's your champ.
Ugh.
And we all expected it, right? Like, we tried to talk ourselves out of it. And we tried to talk about, okay, well, maybe the stable's going to form and Triple H and Samoa Joe are going to stop this from happening. And it didn't happen. And they made a point to my problem was they made a point throughout the night to, Joe, Stephanie says,
don't go
be involved.
Out there.
Like, that's saying, hey, Joe's going to get involved in this, right?
Yes.
Like, and then he doesn't. So, I don't know, man. Like, the whole booking of the show just felt extremely disjointed.
Like, it's pretty lame to hype this nice heel stable to where this is something that should have kept the title on Owens. The fact that Samoa Joe is part of this,
yep.
this stable with them now.
Yep.
You know, you got Triple H, Kevin Owens, and Samoa Joe. This is something that should be working. And no, we turn Owens into this badass heel only to have him lose officially in 22 seconds.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, we didn't really make him look weak. By having him lose the way he lost, I get it, because Jericho, right?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't just go out there and he didn't get a fair shot, right? Like, I get it. I get what we did. And I'm not even necessarily upset about that. Like, it's just the build to nothing, I think, is more of what upset me. Mm-hmm. Is we had that build, we had that stable, we had the idea that, you know, the stable's probably going to form. And then we saw glimpses of that stable possibly forming on Monday night. And we did nothing with it at Fastlane. The mm-hmm. the logical point for it to start and run hot into Mania.
Still didn't do anything with it.
It's no, on still, Monday night, we didn't even really, like, we just saw them in the ring together kind of beating someone up. That's it.
That's it. They're not, yeah, they're not having them tag with each other.
Hold on a minute, playa.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's
like,
exactly.
It should be the new power trip, basically. Yeah. Like, that should be the new power trip. And mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's because they have their ideas on what they want to do for booking for Mania, but maybe they want to protect this Jericho Owens match that they hold in high regard. But
no, what they're protecting,
it's lame.
What they're protecting is they've booked and they've put a lot of money into Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. That is your marquee match, and that's what they're pushing on. How do we make that a main event? Because we can't make that main event without a title. So let's give it a title. And I'm not even necessarily mad.
No, I don't think we need to.
I'm not necessarily even mad about Goldberg having the title. Like, I know a lot of people are. But I, like, every time that I get mad, and trust me, I was not happy when he won. I was not happy. I sat there speechless. I just bummed. Like, I didn't feel, like, it wasn't even heat. Like, oh, fuck, man, this heel won. And now I'm pissed. Like, it wasn't even that kind of heat. It was just like, fuck, where do we go from here? Like,
yeah,
this is what we're doing. Okay. Like, it felt really like we didn't close. I don't know, man. Like, we didn't close any doors. We didn't open any doors. We just, it's there. Like, we went into this, like, stalemate, mm-hmm. essentially. And this,
it's really bad. Just bad booking. It's just bad booking. It doesn't, you know.
And again, I'm not even, like,
I feel bad for Owens because he's the one that's, like, having to suffer and pretty much drop down a level and go compete for the U.S. title
again.
That's
fine. He'll steal the show.
But,
he'll steal that show. And I think the only reason he's competing for the U.S. title is because they forgot to get it off of Jericho at some point. Because this feud would have, I think this feud would make more sense without a title. And
it would. Yeah, I don't. I mean, put this like in a cage match or something, but
it just,
give the U.S. title to somebody else that,
hey, I don't know. Let's have Sami Zayn fight for it. Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe, let's have them fight for it. And oh, what could have happened? We could have ended up with Samoa Joe with a fucking title and Kevin Owens with a fucking title. And they could have been an amazing tag team. And it just, I mean,
it just didn't happen. I'm upset that Jeremy's in his head on the microphone.
That's really how I felt. It's just beating my head up against the wall after that match. It just, again, like, I have this mixed feeling. Like, I'm not okay with it, but I'm not upset about it either. Like, I'm not ranting, running through the streets, wanting to boycott WWE for it.
Oh, no.
Because I know where it's going to go. Like, I know Lesnar's going to win this title. We're probably going to end up somehow with Kevin Owens versus Lesnar, I bet. Or we're going to end up with Seth versus Lesnar. Or we're going to end up with Finn Balor versus Lesnar. Like, there's something that's going to come out of this post-WrestleMania. And I'm okay with that. Fuck, we don't even know.
Well,
like,
the bad thing is that we have to wait post-WrestleMania.
I know.
Like, we have to put up with the WrestleMania that we're not going to be super enthused about.
But every time I get upset about this one match, I look at the rest of the card and I'm okay. Like, if the rest of the card, like, I know there's a lot of people upset with some of the other matches on the card, but I'm pretty okay with everything else happening on this card. Like, I am still, like, if that, Kevin Owens and Jericho is a good match. Regardless of what they're fighting for, that's gonna be, they're gonna tear the house down.
Yeah.
The club versus, it looks like we're probably getting a triple threat with them. That's gonna be a great match. The mixed tag match that we're looking at with the Miz and John Cena, that's gonna be a good match. Like, there's a lot of talent.
Well, their
on
promo
this
work
year's.
Between Miz and Cena is totally working,
right?
And they're hyping like the bejesus out of that match, and rightfully so. Like,
are you ready to be exhausted? Dave Meltzer is reporting today that WrestleMania is going to be 6.5 hours. As shitty as that sounds, it's pretty rightfully so, because there's a lot of talent that needs, even if it's on a pre-show, that deserves to be focused.
Well, everybody's
going to
be featured. Everybody's going to be on the show.
Yeah. So it's, there's a lot of talent. Even with, there's a lot of people who are pissed off about the part-time guys. But at this point, in this time, this era, if you are upset about part-time guys showing up for WrestleMania, then you probably just shouldn't watch WWE anymore, because it's something that you should just accept.
I'm okay with part-time guys being on the show. I just don't want part-time guys being in the title picture.
Thank you.
Let them showcase, bring them in, but don't have them be our champions just because it's...
And it's more Goldberg, because I think if Lesnar would have this title right now, like, yes, he's a part-time guy, but he's more of a mainstay than Goldberg. Yeah. I'd be more okay with that.
Yeah.
And it's just... It's the 22nd booking, I think, is probably the
problem. At least Lesnar is doing house shows.
Yeah, right? I think it's the 22nd bookings and the 30-second bookings and that kind of junk is what's... Yeah. Like, it was okay with the storyline with him and Lesnar. And we had a guy in Kevin Owens who was smart enough and devious enough that could have pulled off a longer match. And the second we had two filler matches thrown in, I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Rusev and Big Show...
Yeah, that match is apparently a punishment for Rusev for cutting his hair without telling Vince.
I'm laughing and coughing.
You're right.
And Cesaro and Jinder Mahal.
Pointless, right?
Like, I had no idea. Like, I'm sick.
That's a raw match.
I'm watching those matches happen, and I'm just like, what is even happening?
Those are raw matches. I love that Foley teased that he was going to put him in a best of seven.
There's four matches in a row that were each 8 minutes long. Luke Gallows, the tag team title match. Sasha Banks and Nia Jax. Cesaro and Jinder Mahal. Big Show and Rusev. All matches 8 minutes long. All in the middle of the card.
Dying.
And yeah, like, I was so out of it after Neville and Jack Gallagher. I remember seeing Big Show and Rusev fighting, and I'm just like, why?
I skipped both those matches entirely because I was behind on the show. We got home 30 minutes late, and I started the show, and then I skipped both those matches, thank God.
Yeah.
I read the outcomes and stuff, but thank God I missed both those matches.
Easily my favorite match of the night, Neville and Jack Gallagher.
Neville and Jack Gallagher had an amazing match. Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe put on a hell of a match. The tag team match wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But the bookings of everything else,
none of it made sense to me.
Even the women's match I did not enjoy.
Mm, yeah.
And the outcome to the women's match. Like, if we're gonna continue pushing something with Sasha and Bayley, let's just turn Sasha heel. Because if Bayley wins this title or retains this title at Mania, then that makes her even bigger because she fought off two heels.
Yeah.
So rumor is that, and it's gonna suck for Becky Lynch if this is the case, but rumor is that they're pushing for Becky Lynch to be the special guest referee in this match.
Well, Becky Lynch isn't part of the SmackDown.
Exactly. But because she has a history and she's one of the four horsewomen,
nah.
The coaches from NXT and the coaches from WWE are pushing for that to happen. Which I get. Like, it makes some sort of sense, but that is not where you want to be at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're on this show that's kicking ass especially on their women's division.
Especially when you're the year before you were in that historic triple threat that tore the house down. And
I would almost say I would rather have a fatal four-way this time because we had a triple threat last year.
Yeah.
I don't want another triple threat around that match. I mean, it'll be good, or around that title, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
But it's just, okay, let's just rehash the storyline from last year and let's swap out Becky Lynch or Bayley.
Jeez.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bitch because it's going to be a good match, I'm sure.
Yeah. Just feel bad. Feel bad for Becky Lynch.
Yeah. She's got to have something on the SmackDown side.
I think she's going to be involved in that match.
With all of this happening and all of this negativity on Raw, SmackDown is doing so good with their build.
Yes.
Their builds are, I mean, we talked about it, the build between The Miz and Maurice and John Cena and Nikki is amazing.
Yep.
Did you catch Talking Smack at all?
No.
So The Miz, I'll share it because it's about 5 minutes long.
It's too much wrestling.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I only watched in bits and pieces this week. But I saw this, and I'll show you afterwards, and I'll post it on our page and stuff. It's too long for me to play on here, but The Miz was on Talking Smack, and he is just laying into John Cena, and he's laying into Daniel Bryan. He's like, did John call you and tell you to draft him number 5 overall so that way he could take time off and he didn't have stuff expected of him at being number 1? And he's just trashing John Cena. He's like, I watched Total Bellas, and I see how scripted their relationship is. I love you, Nikki. No, take 2. I love you, Nikki. And he's just, like, bashing him bad. And Maurice is getting in on it. Maurice is like, you know what? She's like, you know why she's jealous of me is this. this is the one thing I have she'll never have if she's with John.
The ring.
Yeah. And like they're pushing this boundary pretty good. But towards the end of it, Daniel Bryan says something and the Miz whips around to Daniel Bryan and he says, well, I'm a wrestler. And he's like, and you're not. You're not a wrestler. And he goes, and Daniel Bryan said something. Or no, he told him, he says, you're not a wrestler. And I understand you got a little boo-boo on your head and you can't wrestle anymore. And he says, I can't or they won't let me. And he goes, well, whatever it is. And Daniel Bryan pops off and says, yeah, we'll see what it is in a year and a half. Coincidentally, when his contract's up.
Nice.
So he's teasing that he may be doing something when he's gone. But we push that boundary with The Miz. And I mean, this was one of the best promos from The Miz. This is almost better than the Daniel Bryan original promo between the two of them.
Yeah.
But it was great. And then I'm sure you saw it, but AJ Styles lost his match to Randy Orton. Predicted that last week. I mean, there was no way AJ Styles was going to be in this title match. And a lot of people are upset about him going against Shane. I don't understand why. Like, I get it. Like, oh, it's a big name talent. We're going to put him up against Shane, but Shane puts on great matches. And I am almost willing to bet that Shane and AJ could steal the entire show.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great match. And it doesn't have to be a cage match, so Shane's not going to go jump off of the top of a cage or anything like that.
Yeah, I can see that being like fun to watch.
And AJ's going to win that match. I mean, come on. We're not going to have Shane McMahon go over AJ unless it's something like extremely heel.
Yeah.
But they put, did you get to see the finish to that match?
No.
AJ goes to the springboard off the top rope and stops. And Randy Orton just eats shit on the RKO.
Yeah. Orton goes in for the counter, RKO. And Styles pretty much counters the counter.
Yeah.
By and not then, going over. But then he goes for the 450.
And misses.
And then Orton does the pop-up.
RKO, yeah, RKO, which was good. It was good.
There's a slow-mo video of it.
Yes.
On I think the WWE's Facebook, and it's really even
better
awesome.
In slow-mo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the aftermath with AJ coming through the curtain?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good way to play that up. Like, I'm enjoying that.
I keep it real, kind of.
Yeah. Blur the lines a little bit. Yeah. What the fuck was Michael PSA's wearing? He was wearing, like, a purple shirt and a purple vest and a ball cap.
That's not even, like, what is he? I mean, it's Michael PSA.
Yeah.
What are we supposed
to say? He's just lucky he's not fondling a diva.
Well, she left, so...
I'm not saying it was only her. I mean, God, there's other women in the company.
Yeah, true.
And there is, as long as Michael PS Hayes is there, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's like putting me in a room with cupcakes and expecting me not to eat one. That's fucking Michael PS Hayes, man. Yep. It was good. I'm enjoying the build. I know a lot of people aren't happy with that, but I think it's going to be a hell of a match.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Nakamura versus AJ would be great.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little early, and I think we'd get Nakamura post WrestleMania. I think had we pulled the trigger on pulling him up sooner,
that would have been
a better Mania story. But I think it's with 30 days away.
Not even 30, it's
20 something now. 25, 24.
Maybe, yeah.
I think it's too soon to start that build.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one that you're gonna want to culminate. You're gonna want
That to build. You want that to like sizzle and get hot.
And Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt's gonna be an amazing match. I mean,
mm-hmm.
What did you think of the meat pie of Sister Abigail getting burned?
So I guess Bray Wyatt's the face now.
I guess, yeah. Right. Well, I don't know. Because Randy Orton got some pretty big time cheers for doing that, too.
How can he be babyface and burn someone's grave?
Who keeps fucking rotting flesh under that, too, though?
Well, it's Sister Abigail. I don't know what the Wyatts are doing.
But I don't know if I sent it to you. I saw a meme that said Randy Orton destroyed Sister Abigail, and then it showed a clip from Eric Rowan's latest YouTube video, mm-hmm. and he's carrying a female body in like a body bag over his shoulder, and it says maybe not.
Oh, wow.
So he's been teasing these videos of him putting women's like doll hair on a sheet mask
mm-hmm.
and talking about her over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that they're going to do anything with it, but a lot of people are speculating that maybe Eric Rowan somehow saved Sister Abigail before this actually happened. But there was a lot of meat underneath that floorboard, man.
A little scary.
That was a little weird, right?
Yes.
I enjoyed every bit of it.
It was good. I thought it was fun to watch because
the best thing on earth is Randy Orton doing that fucking pose in front of a burning building, right?
It was something that we hadn't got like on WWE TV in a while. So.
It was good. It was different. I mean, and to see the vulnerable side of Bray Wyatt was amazing.
Yeah, like you never seen him throw a bitch like that before.
Right? And cry. So, like he was in tears, basically. Yeah. It was a really, I mean, it was great.
So
I really enjoyed it.
Charlotte's streak is over.
Yeah.
Very unceremoniously.
On fucking Fastlane. I think that's the turning point for me with the pay-per-view. Like, when that happened, like, I hate to say it because I'm okay with a Bayley win, you know? She deserves hold on that title for a while, but not in the storyline that she's doing it.
Yeah.
It's just not doing her service. You know, they're playing her up to be just this little girl who doesn't understand why she's there, essentially.
Basically, just like, you're lucky to have the title.
Yeah.
She's lucky to still have it.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
The only reason you have it is because of Sasha. So that, and I get it, because if she wins at Mania, that makes her win even more tremendous.
Yeah.
I get that. But I don't know, man. I just feel like it was wasted. Charlotte's should have lasted, in my opinion, should have lasted through to Mania.
Yeah,
at least. That should have been where she lost.
At least.
And I think Bayley winning at Mania would have been a better storyline. Yeah. Because, and it's like, it bothered me in her promo where she's like, my dream is to walk into WrestleMania the champion. I'm like, no, your fucking dream should be to walk out of WrestleMania the champion. Like, this is just bad storyline right now. But
yeah,
it happened. I mean, we're here. It's just, fuck, man. I feel like everything that Raw's doing wrong, SmackDown is doing right.
Strowman lost.
And maybe that's another one, too, because that was a hell of a match, right?
That's pretty
good. That match was better than we expected. It was a really good match.
Yeah.
And he lost, man. Like, yeah.
I don't think it was time yet.
I don't think it was either. I'm not upset that Reigns won. I'm just upset that he won now.
Yeah.
Like, I think even if we're going with Reigns and Undertaker at Mania, I think, because Taker's not going to be there every night leading up to Mania.
No.
I think we could have continued that Strowman feud up till Mania. I'm almost believing we might get a triple threat at Mania, because we saw Undertaker show up and stare down with Strowman.
Yeah.
And
but Braun did back away.
He did. But Braun he's gotten a lot better, right? Especially for a guy who had never wrestled anywhere before. And I don't know if you listened to the Talk Is Jericho podcast, but there was one episode where they had Braun Strowman on as the rotating fourth. And they were talking to him, and Jericho's like, yeah, I covered you in the match. That's the first time you've ever been covered in a match. He's never been pinned up until that night. But that was the first time anybody attempted to pin him in a match. And it was his eighth match in. And it was the first time anybody had even attempted to pin him. And he's like, yeah, man, like, just do what they tell me to do. And then, I mean, fuck that splash from the top rope or that headbutt. For a man that size, that was impressive, man.
I knew that was going to be it.
Yeah. Like, that was, it was what?
It.
It's.
Braun and Roman Reigns did have the longest match of the night. So.
They did? And I would figure that match was a good match, yeah, aside from those fucking terrible shoes.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with the...
He loses Roman's bag, boots. Loses boots.
I don't know. Maybe those were the ones he wore those on purpose. Maybe.
I don't know, but they were distracting as all hell.
Just too much white.
And then they were white on the soles, so I kept looking at them. I'm like, God, those soles are dirty as shit.
Yeah.
It was just like dumb things that was taking me out of the match.
Yeah. No, it was a really good match. Not my match in the night, but it was really good. Yeah.
And I'm okay. I know a lot of people are upset about Roman versus Undertaker. I'm okay with it.
Because I'm digging Roman versus Taker.
Roman's character from here and there isn't that great, but obviously Roman's going into this as the heel.
Yeah.
Even if they're not fully turning him heel, he's not going to be the good guy in this.
Yeah.
And he, like, say what you will about his character, about him on the mic, anything like that, the guy can actually carry a match. He may have the John Cena 5 Moves of Doom at times, but he could put on a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's going to work extremely well with The Undertaker. Like, that part of it is very exciting to me.
He took one out.
Matt's dying.
He took one hell of a choke slam.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I dig it.
It's pretty awesome.
I dig it. You're dying, man.
It's hard doing the show this week. I get into some points, and then I just start coughing, and it sucks.
Matt's a shell of a man. Matt's a shell of a man. Yeah.
It was even worse before. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry that I'm coughing a lot this week. But
they're just happy you're back.
Because
I am terrible alone.
Hopefully. Next week, I think I'll be. I feel good. I just sound horrible. That's the trade off.
Normally, it's I feel good. I just look horrible.
So yeah, I mean, well, Fastlane, meh, as far as
what did we expect though? It was a stopgap
pay-per-view. But that shouldn't be the case though.
I mean, it's,
if they're gonna give us a pay-per-view, give us a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Don't give us some half-assed Raw event. Give us a show.
I would almost rather not have this pay-per-view.
Exactly.
Or have Elimination Chamber be a co-pay-per-view or something. Because Fastlane, like even last year's Fastlane was not great either. Mm-mm. And it's just, I get it. Like, we've got to fill the gap. We've got to push those subscription rates. We've got to give a reason for people to subscribe, but it's this just, is not the way.
No, Fastlane's like the worst. Compared to Elimination Chamber, gosh.
You remember Payback used to kind of be shitty. Payback's a good pay-per-view now. And then we used to end up with Battleground, where, like, seriously, Battlegrounds turned out to be really good. Mm-hmm. But now Fastlane is our worst pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah.
By far. And it's...
I just don't get why would you... I booked that.
This could have been a Raw, right? Yeah. It really could have been a Raw.
It's like a Clash of the Champions.
Look what SmackDown does. SmackDown, if it's going to be a while before we have a show, let's just have it like a Super SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Let's put some title matches on SmackDown and let's give you guys a reason to watch some more.
Exactly.
Why can't we do that? Why can't that happen?
I don't know. I just, yeah.
You want some happier news?
Yes, please.
The Bucks of Youth are no longer your Ring of Honor champions. That's right.
This happened late last week.
Yep. Matt and Jeff Hardy are in Ring of Honor, and they defeated the Young Bucks.
They did not defeat. They deleted
the title reign of the Young Bucks to become the Ring of Honor champions.
Yeah.
And you know who else is in Ring of Honor? Bubba Ray Dudley showed up in Ring of Honor to choke slam Adam Cole through a table.
Choke slam him? That's like, did you see that video?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Like, Ring of Honor's got some good shit going on. And I don't know that this takes away from the Hardys going to WWE. Because, one, if you're bringing them to Ring of Honor, you can't bring them to Ring of Honor and not have them take a title.
Yeah.
Because of the storyline that they're doing. And again, they say that they've signed the biggest contract in Ring of Honor history. That's Matt being Matt. That's Matt grandstanding being Matt, you know? But we had Alberto Del Rio when he came back, stopped in Ring of Honor. Samoa Joe stopped in Ring of Honor. So it could still happen.
AJ Styles.
It may not happen until after WrestleMania, but it could still happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say, and there's still a lot of people saying that they're in talks. So don't take this as any sign that they're not coming yet.
Yeah.
Until we go months and months without them there, then start to think. Until we see more of them showing up in Ring of Honor, then go ahead. But they wrestled, I think, tonight or last night against them boys, against the Briscoes. And then they had at the 15th anniversary for Ring of Honor, they have a triple threat match against the Young Bucks and Roppongi Vice. So that's going to be a hell of a match. And they may even lose the titles that night because they're going to defend them. So who knows?
Triple threat.
Have you seen Bubba Ray's story going around about the time that Spike Dudley asked Vince McMahon for weed?
Yes.
It's apparently on an episode of The Storytellers on WWE Network.
Oh, awesome.
But they blur out everything that Spike Dudley's saying. Because he said that he cussed Vince out. And so they blur that all out. So since he's not under contract, TMZ caught up to him. And they asked him about it. And he told the story to TMZ. So he said, because they asked him, they said, do you have a Vince McMahon story? Everybody has one. What's yours? Mm-hmm. He goes, well, my Vince McMahon story is we're driving down the highway. It's me and Shane. Dreamer's asleep in the back, and so is Spike. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and Shane says, "Hey, let's call Pop." And he's like, "No, Shane, it's a bad idea. I'm not going to do this." Shane, before he could, because he says he starts coming up with excuses. He's like, "Your pop's asleep." He goes, "My pops never sleeps." And he's like, "Well, we're going to wake up your mom." He's like, "My mom's in Vegas with Steph for the bachelorette party, so no, we're not going to wake anybody up." And he said, before he can come up with another excuse, Shane's already dialed.
Oh shit!
He said Vince picks up the phone. Shane goes, "Hey, Dad, what are you doing? Bubba wants to talk to you." And just hands the phone to Bubba Ray. And he goes, "Hello, sir." And Vince goes, "Bubba, don't corrupt my son." And Bubba replies, you know, Vince, I think we both know that it's the other way around. Ha, 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 ha. And then he hands the phone back to Shane. Mm-hmm. And Shane goes, hey, Spike, here's the phone. Vince is on the phone. Oh, God. Spike thinks they're full of shit.
Yeah.
And he's all, hey, you piece of shit. You know where I can find some of that kind bud? And then he goes, what are you talking about, Spike? And he said, Spike throws the phone up against the windshield as hard as he can.
Oh, my gosh.
And it shatters. And no one says another word for the rest of the trip.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's fucking amazing.
That's great.
I love those stories about guys that you know, stuff like that happens. Yeah. There's, I fell in love. I hadn't listened to him before, but this week I've been going through back episodes of podcasts. And I had listened to a lot of the Talking Shop podcast with Gallows and Anderson and Jericho.
Yeah.
And I was just bored the other night and I looked it up. I was like, okay, let's look up Luke Gallows' impressions. Because he does some great impressions. And there's one of him on the Sam Roberts show doing an impression of Howard Finkel. And he's talking about when he was working on OVW and stuff, that Finkel calls him to tell him that he's going to work the live events against Kane. And he's like, he's calling me in the Finkel voice. And he's like, your budget car rental will be ready for you. And you'll be facing Kane. And then it's the best part of the whole story is at the end of it, he says that right before he hangs up, Finkel tells him, and watch out for that choke slam. He said, you wouldn't think it, but Finkel's like normal voice is his ring announcer voice at all times.
That's great, yeah.
But Gallows does an amazing Finkel.
Yes, he does, yeah.
They both do a great Austin.
Yeah. Gallows is great.
I love Gallows. Yeah. I didn't get to see any ring of TNA this week, did you?
You mean just Impact?
Impact, yeah.
Impact Wrestling?
It's all new branded now.
Now, and
they
not
got a
only,
new champion.
Now they got a new champion in Alberto Del Patron.
You know what's fucking funny? Is last week on the show, I was reading news as I was going through it, and I'm like, yeah. Alberto Del Rio apparently is in the news, clearly said it. Said rumors
never
are that he's not going back.
Yeah.
So I brought it up. And then that night, I'm like, motherfucker, he signed. He's the champion. So I had to go on to our Facebook and correct that.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah, it usually happens.
Also, Jack Swagger went on Chael Sonnen's podcast. I brought this up last week. And he stated that he is no longer in contract with WWE.
Yeah.
He asked for and was granted his release. WWE replied back and said, he has not been released. And when he is released, because they're promoting him in an event in England, in Paige's father's company.
Oh, okay.
And WWE came fired back at that once he was promoted and said, not only is he not released, but once he is released, he has a 90-day no-compete.
Ouch.
So I don't know what that situation is. It sounds like it's getting really muddy.
Yeah,
and
we had
really
a mass,
negative. But
we had a mass exodus and Impact last week.
Yeah, we did. So we lost the Hardys.
Lost Mike and Maria.
And we lost Jade.
Andrew Galloway. Was, I think, the first one to leave.
So I had been asked whether I thought, and I brought this up last week, whether I thought Mike and Maria would end up in WWE. I think WWE, whether on a main roster or NXT, I think would be perfect for Mike. But with the politics that Maria went through with the Bellas and stuff, I don't see. Well, and it may be possible because, again, this may be Nikki's last WrestleMania. She may be gone after this.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a slight chance, but I don't see that happening. I think they go back to Ring of Honor, and I think we continue a feud with him and maybe him and Cole.
Yeah. Maybe him and Taven.
Yeah, like there's a lot of possibilities there. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's a bummer, but
I think it's better off for him.
Yeah, better off for both of them.
I mean, we still got the week before I watched on Impact, we got Cody and Cody out there kicking Moose in the balls.
Yeah.
Blatant dick kicks on Impact. That's what you tune in to Impact for.
That's
now.
That's what I tune in for.
I saw you were posting about that, so.
Yeah.
Blatant dick kicks.
I'm digging Cody and Brandy. They're doing a great job. And
they are. Brandy's doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. I highly dig it. Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about Impact as far as because there's everybody there right now. Well, what we're getting on TV right now, all these people aren't even there anymore.
Right?
And
it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Pretty weird. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with not only Alberto Del Patron, but like Dutch Mantel coming out. And
I like Dutch Mantel being the
Booker.
Yeah.
And
saying, you know,
like,
before, you know, I saw the results of the tapings and stuff like that, I was a little on edge. I'm like, okay, Impact is, I mean, we don't have EC3 there right now. We've got a lot of big name guys who just left, and what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay, so we get Alberto Del Patron right away, and then we get Dutch Mantel there, pulling his signature gimmick. And I love that he went out there and he brought up former guys. He's like, AJ Styles was here, Kurt Angle was here, and they all cut. He's like, the guys we're bringing in now will not cut and run. And like, just the speech that he had, it was pretty good. I mean, it was all right. It was, kinda it brings like, you a little bit of hope back.
Like, hey, we're changing the name and we're bringing some guys in. It's going to kick ass.
Well, the rumor is they're on another, possibly a new TV deal as well. They're working with Spike again.
Well, they got Spike UK.
Yep. So they may be returning to Spike US as well.
Interesting. Good for them.
Fingers crossed, man, because more wrestling is always great for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, and if Impact can, it's going to suck because a big part of why it got me watching with Matt Hardy, not going to be there. But if they can continue and still put on a good show, you know, then we can only just be hopeful of what we're going to get.
Are you ready to have a new talent?
Are you ready?
Debut dun, dun. On 205 Live.
Oh,
who? It happened this week. I didn't get to see it, but I know it happened.
Was it Austin Aries?
The greatest man that ever lived debuted on 205 Live this week.
In ring?
I saw the video of him coming through the curtain with his cape on. Nice. That's all I got to see. I didn't get to actually watch 205 Live. And I'm excited to this weekend. I'm going to find some opportunity to do so. But I saw they had a video of Austin Aries coming through the curtain with his cape on.
That's great.
I love what happened with him and Neville in the ring. That may steal the show at WrestleMania. Neville and Austin Aries may be one of the best WrestleMania matches we've ever had.
I think so, and that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, they are going to tear the house down. Fuck, just Neville was on fire. I mean, Aries was on fire during that little segment. I mean, look how quick he got up to those damn ropes and perched himself up there to jump.
Really good.
I think I text messaged you as soon as it happened, and I said the second Aries took those glasses off, all the blood rushed to my dick. I was so excited.
A lot of people were.
God, Austin Aries, man. Like, I think that's the one thing that keeps me one of the main things that keeps me positive about WrestleMania is.
Shout out to that, you know, Chicago crowd for hyping up Austin Aries while he
all
was
night
there.
Long, man. Yeah. And then the CM Punk chants
during Goldberg
were great.
And Goldberg was like,
going to happen.
He's like, yeah,
yeah, chant him.
Yeah, he's a guy.
Stephanie's response was great, though. She's like, yeah, chant him. He's just like the rest of you, a loser. So speaking of CM Punk, WrestlePro at WrestleCon is going to have a match. Have you seen this?
No.
This is the best thing ever. Ryback and Colt Cabana will be in a CM Punk action figure on a pole match. I'm not making this shit up.
That's great.
Which is it's great for them to be very lighthearted about their situation with CM Punk.
Well, they're both
anti-Punk right now. I mean, we know it's well documented about Ryback and Punk.
Yeah.
And then we know about the falling out between CM Punk and Colt Cabana. So WrestlePro is going to have some fun with this, and they're going to have a CM Punk action figure on a pole match. The only way for either Ryback or Colt Cabana to win this match is to climb the pole and retrieve the CM Punk action figure. That's pretty good, man. Like,
that's hilarious.
That's what makes indies great, is stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pull up the poster for this.
Is anybody going to want to climb up that, though, and get that?
So looking at the poster for this, I see Tyrus. I see Grado. I see Bull Dempsey. I see Colt Cabana, Ricochet, and the BWO. All three members of the BWO.
It's hilarious.
So I hope there's some way to watch this, but because I'd love to watch this match. But their tweet, this is a tweet from Ryback. It says, Thursday, March 30th, come to WrestlePro at Hyatt at 8:30 p.m. to see Ryback versus at Colt Cabana in a CM Punk action figure on a pole match. And then the article that I had read about it, they said they could just shell out a few shillings and go further and get CM Punk because they know he's not doing anything right now. Yeah. Chances are he's free.
Good chance he's free.
Yeah, like that is... That is probably the highlight of my week, is that match is happening. Have you seen the poster?
Shout out to the people who made that match.
Right? Like
that's hilarious.
That's snark incarnate.
Yes.
Did you see the poster for WrestleMania?
Yes.
A lot of people are upset about that poster.
AJ Styles pushed to the back.
So is Kevin Owens.
No Becky Lynch.
No Becky Lynch at all.
Ridiculous.
With no Ryback, Cesaro. Brock Lesnar, and Undertaker front and center.
No Cesaro.
And Sami Zayn. I mean, Sami Zayn talked about it this week in an interview. He mentioned, you know, yeah, part of me is bitter that, you know, guys like me and guys like Kevin Owens bust our ass and then part-timers come in. And he's like, but then another part of me is happy because they bring in more money and they bring in more fans. He's like, so I can't be extremely mad about this. It is what it is, and it's part of the business, and it's something we just have to accept now.
Yeah. It just, it sucks. It sucks. Like, it, the hardcore fan, you know, the fan that watches week in and week out.
Are you ready 10 years from now when we complain about John Cena coming back?
He's not. You know what? This, you're thinking about Cena, though. I don't think Cena is going to, like, want to do that.
Come back?
He's still going to be wrestling full time.
I think it, that, or I think if he comes back, he's going to come back in the Rock's capacity.
That's never
like,
going to
show up
gonna
to host or something like
as
that.
As long as he's in shape, he's never going to retire.
Right.
That's always a good point. Yeah. As long as that man's walking, he's going to be hitting those ropes.
The Miz did bring it up because during their promo last week, John Cena accused The Miz of stealing everybody else's gimmicks. And The Miz, in that Talking Smack segment, fired back. And he's like, he wants to accuse me of stealing everybody else's stuff? And he's like, he came into this company and didn't have an identity for himself, so he ripped off Marky Mark and Vanilla Ice. His move, the attitude adjustment that we're all so happy about, Tommy Dreamer used to do it, and we called it the Death Valley Driver.
Yeah.
And he was just, I mean, unloading. There was even more to it that he brought up, but those two were just the ones that stuck out. I was like, okay, preach, Miz, preach.
Shoot that, like, fire, Miz.
God, it was, you got to see that promo. It was a hell of a
fire.
Promo.
Shoot it.
We got any questions?
No.
No questions? Didn't ask him?
No, I didn't ask. I honestly, I started a new job this week.
Yeah, oh,
and,
shit.
And so
what are you doing now?
I'm working for a university here in the city.
Nice.
Not the Eastern, but the one on in the middle of town. The one by Farley's. The one where
we Nimmy's.
Yeah,
nice.
So I got a job with them. And so yeah, it's different, and it's been my first week there, so yeah, it's one from one extreme to another, and
I get it now.
No, I have no.
Your Snapchat, I get it now.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Because your Snapchat Saturday was you leaving.
Yeah.
The building supply.
Yeah.
And just saying see you later and stuff like that. Yeah. I get it now.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm not doing. I was working with my wife, and it's just really slow right now. And so, just thankfully, that position was open, and I had applied earlier last week, and got called back, and went to an interview, got hired. Everything just happened. Honestly, wasn't even expecting that, for me to be there. I expected to apply and not hear back for a month.
Get ready, that place is haunted as fuck.
Oh, I've been all over the place already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
There's,
I'm into that kind of stuff, though.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, I grew up in a haunted house.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm not saying that I'm not scared of that stuff, but I kind of get off on it.
Intrigues you,
yeah. And I'm just kind of like, well, I like to poke the beast a little bit sometimes and see what.
One of my customers, good customers, this dude bought a mobile hotspot from me just so him and his son could walk around Nimi and play Pokemon Go together on tablets.
So it's cool because
he's told me some ghost stories and some pretty out there stories about that. Dude, about that college,
the
university.
It's very, the dorms are like the scariest part of that whole campus.
Have you noticed? You've been there a week, but if you notice, there is no Juliet troop.
Mm-mm.
And they don't, because it's a military school.
Yeah.
And it's a military university and even high school.
Yeah.
And it used to be a fort, a functioning army fort. And the Juliet troop went out on patrols and were slaughtered by Indians.
Yeah.
And ever since then, they've never
had another
recognized
one.
The Juliet troop. And supposedly that troop, what the teacher there that was telling me about, he's like, we believe that the ghosts that haunt that building are former students that are like hazing the new students.
Wow.
They're not like being brutal, but they're like poking fun and pulling pranks on the new students. I'm like,
that's,
I get
awesome.
That. Like, and if nothing else, like whether you believe or not,
you know, there's
that's a good lore to have.
Did you know there's a bowling alley on that campus?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you gone yet? Have you gone bowling?
No, it hasn't been open yet.
Ah.
And next week's their spring break, so they're not going to be open anyway. So
that's good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's a huge change.
IT, I'm sure.
Yeah. And like the only drawback is when I'm not with my wife and not with my son. And a small drawback is the fact that like I do absolutely nothing but work there, you know, as opposed to before. Yeah, I worked at the shop, but kind of a little bit leeway.
You did your
I could
watch stuff.
Wrestling. Yeah, yeah, I could. Yeah. And it's just now it's totally different.
Yeah. You and I both went through a change last week, too. Yeah. And I didn't get to watch any wrestling because I was so exhausted last week and this week. I switched over. I'm still doing the same job.
Yeah, you know, I almost just
decided. It's burnout right now, too.
I almost just decided not to watch anything. Like, Fastlane came on Sunday, and I was just like, I haven't been watching all week. Why should I watch this week?
I watched Fastlane. I condensed Raw.
Yeah.
And I watched the Hulu version.
I watched all of Raw, and yeah, that was a mistake.
Right? Jericho was on fire, though, on Raw.
Oh, no, he did great.
I was texting you during it, and there was a couple things where I loved the moment he was talking about Kevin Owens turning on him. He's like, he took his knife and shoved it in the back of Jericho and twisted it in, man. And then he said something. He's like, you don't have any friends to help you. He's like, I got friends. I got the Friends of Jericho. And pointed at the Chicago crowd, and they all start cheering. He goes, cheer me on, man. It's just Jericho being Jericho is the best thing.
Yeah.
It's really the one shining star on Raw right now. No pun intended to Primo and Epico.
But you're not the shining star. You never have been. On that note. You're going to close this out, because I'll probably die if I try to read that.
So, I'm going to try to do this again. I tried this before.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't really work. But we had no questions for Macho Man this week. So,
it's fine.
You remember, Marks. Yeah, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter. Yeah, @smart_Marks. You're also more than welcome to follow our personal accounts. Dig it. Yeah. You can follow him, Mateo83. Yeah. Or you can follow me, Jeremy, at JVader82. Yeah. Like us on Facebook. Yeah. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. Yeah. And if you hate social media altogether, or you died before it was major like I did, you can send us a question through email. Yeah. At smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Dusty, what was that email? Oh, brother, that was smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys stop through Amazon, please use our referral link at provengamer.com, baby. There's absolutely no added cost. No added cost at all, brother. Just like the link, or just click the link. It shows you're the fan of the show. And we'll get a little bit of help in return from Amazon to help keep the lights on around here, baby. Help keep the lights on and the wings on my back and the polka dots on my strap. Not a strap, but it rhymed, baby. I mean, why not rhyme when you can, baby? Remember, you can stream or download or rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher.
Stitcher.
I knew I was going to lose it at Stitcher. Google Play and ProvenGamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating, baby. And leave a funny review. And I could read that on the show. While you're there at ProvenGamer.com, you can check out other podcasts such as Trophy Horse, Remember the Loot, and PG Spoilers, baby. There's a plethora. I tell you, there's an absolute plethora of game reviews and editorials to make ProvenGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks again for listening, Mox. Once again, he's Matt. I'm Dusty, and Jam is here as well. Fuck that Macho Man. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks Podcast. Peace out.
Peace out.